Hello.
Hey, is that Tim?
Yes, sir.
Tim, it's Rob over at Country 89. How you doing, sir?
Good, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. Can you hear me okay?
You're a little quiet.
How's that? Is that better?
That's much better.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for joining me today. We're just going to roll some tape here, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to record a full interview. The piece of the interview will be played Friday morning at 8:10, along with a piece of your latest single, and then the full interview will be on the website. We have a Friday Live dedicated page there where all the interviews are living.
That's amazing.
So everyone can go back in time and time again and relive the moments.
That would be perfect.
Reliving the magic. Hey, thanks for joining me. Tim Albertson is here, the CMAO Spotlight Artist of the Month. That's exciting.
That's incredible, isn't it?
How did that happen? Did you pay somebody or what?
I can't say enough how lucky I am. Honestly, when I went down to the CMAOs in Hamilton this year, I ran into Dave Woods. Me and Dave have been really good friends online for the longest time, but this was the first time that I got a chance to go down there and actually put a face to the names and everything. So
yeah.
We got a chance to sit down and chat, and one thing led to another, and it just so happens this month is my lucky time.
Let's talk about that support system, because it's integral to, you know, getting any success is people standing behind you and saying, yeah, this is good. How does it make you feel to know you've got that kind of success and that kind of support in the country world?
I honestly wouldn't be anywhere without my support system, and I've said it before. Anytime anybody asks me for a piece of advice, my advice today is the exact same. Make sure that you are the dumbest person in the room. And I've been lucky enough, my studio family, my backing band family with the Back 40 crew that I have on shows nonstop with me, they literally are the best of the best, and they strive to be the best of the best, and it makes me want to be the best that I could possibly be because they deserve it.
52 shows so far in 2023, and we're not done yet. Now, that's between two projects, your own Tim Albertson, and of course, that, like you said, Back 40 Entertainment. That's your cover band. Talk about all the experiences you've had on stage.
Oh, this summer, we have played in arenas. We have played in stadiums. We have played in barns. We have played for festival after festival after festival in each different location. And it honestly remains the same. The party starts when we hit the stage and it ends when we get off. And the crowd is just insane every single time.
And is there more shows for the rest of the year, or are you kind of wrapping things up now for 2023?
We aren't wrapping up yet. We're staying more localized to Thunder Bay, Ontario here. Yeah. But we still have probably about four or five more shows and still constantly getting more, adding on to the list there every single week.
Yeah. And everyone seems to think, you know, if I can get on some big tours and you know, open up for some bigger names, that's a really good kind of key to success here. Talk about some of the tricks and some of the things you've learned along the way while you're opening up for the likes of Gord Bamford, Aaron Pritchett, Doc Walker, JoJo Mason, Jade Eagleson, just to name a few.
To be honest, every single time I go to a concert, whether it's a big name artist or it's literally a local artist, I sit there with a pen and a piece of paper in my head, and I'm constantly mentally watching what they're doing, what they're saying, how they're engaging, and what I like and what I dislike about it. And the cool part about being able to open up for all those amazing artists is you get a chance to sit behind the scenes and see what goes on before they go on, what's their mentalities and everything. And all those artists that you have named are 100% God-given talent, like incredible artists. So to sit there and have a chat with them afterwards and be able to be like, hey, I've got this coming up, or I'm thinking about doing this, what's your opinion? Just to get 5 seconds to have a conversation with them sometimes means the absolute world.
Well, it's the small pieces of advice that sometimes go the longest way. And you're no stranger to getting yourself out there. I mean, you got a lot of streams going online. You're CMAO Spotlight Artist of the Month. Your new single is called Did It for a Girl. Tell me about that song.
That song is another party rocker. So I've been lucky enough to be able to work with the guys of Ellis Edlin, Rich Cloak, and David Borries, who wrote the song for me. It was mastered by my man Sean Moore in Waterloo. That was one of the other reasons why we came down to Hamilton, was I got to jump into the studio with this song, which I have to say, just because we've met on TikTok, this whole single was funded solely through my TikTok community.
Wow. Isn't it amazing? Everyone's there. That's where everything's happening, it seems.
Exactly. And like, you meet all these brand new people that you would have never, ever got a chance to meet had TikTok not been there. So shout out TikTok. But yeah, so this song came fully funded from them, and we went down into the studio, and it's literally cliche, but the magic just picked up and kept going. And next thing you know, we put one more instrument on the track. We changed up an octave here, and then all of a sudden the song came to be. And it's literally, I know you don't have this issue, but when I was younger, I wasn't necessarily the best looking guy in school.
You didn't know me when I was 12, but that's okay.
Well, I know that head of hair must have been beautiful. So yeah, so like for me, I didn't really necessarily have that opportunity to be that stud in school, so I had to go do the crazy things to get the girls' attention, and this song is all about that.
Well, you know what? It's one banger after another, and we're so happy that you are joining us today. Big success coming your way. Tim Albertson, the CMAO Spotlight Artist of the Month for September. Looking for big things coming for you the end of this year and, of course, into 2024. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Rob. Have a great day, my man.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks. So what's going to happen is, like I said, I'll play a piece of this on Friday and the full interview at country89.com. I appreciate your time, Tim. Next time you're in Niagara, make sure you knock on the door.
Oh, I definitely will be. And happy National Morning Host Day.
Well, thank you so much for that. I know there's not a card on the Hallmark aisle, but thanks just the same.
Well, hey, maybe there will be a Hallmark on its way now.
I think we may be missing a part of the industry here. We can make a lot of money if we put our heads together with this.
Exactly.
All right, Tim, enjoy your day, man. We'll talk soon.
You too, Rob. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.